For 5 years now, Cincy Powerfest has been showcasing great local heavy metal bands in a positive atmosphere of celebration of the genre. Here to tell me more about Cincy Powerfest and his steampunk-themed band Automaton is guitarist Kenneth Knipe. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
What are the origins of Cincy Powerfest?
Well, Powerfest started as an idea of our drummer, Anthony. What his idea was to create a metal festival that could, you know, just bring some of the best bands that we've shared the stage with in the region to Cincinnati. A lot of times when we're playing shows in the local area, we'll bring maybe one out-of-town band, but we really wanted to take some of the best bands in the region that we were playing with and get them together for this one all-encompassing show. So we have about half local support, help promoting the event and getting it going, and then we have a few other out-of-town bands coming in to share the stage for just one really, I would say, epic night of heavy metal music.
And you told me that in previous years it's been held in Covington, but this year you're doing it at Urban Artifact.
That is correct. The past couple of years, we've hosted at the Madison Theater in Covington, Kentucky. And, you know, we really loved working with those people at that venue. It was no bad blood in any way, shape, or form. We hope to work with them again in the future. But for this event, we really wanted to try to really bring it down to that local business scene. And Urban Artifact Brewery, when we approached them with our idea for Powerfest 5, they welcomed us with open arms. And if you have a chance to work with them, anyone from the local music scene listening, I highly recommend it. They're a great staff. They helped set up the event. They gave us permissions to invite a food truck, which we have. Mountains Barbecue out of the east side of Cincinnati is going to be there providing food, which is always really great, especially when mixed with a brewery. But really, this event, you know, we even have Tickle Pickle in Northside's letting us advertise our event there, and pretty much anywhere around Northside, all those businesses there are really tight-knit. So really, we couldn't be happier with the fact that Powerfest 5 this year is just going to really cater to all of those local businesses and hopefully just further strengthen the rock and metal community in Cincinnati as it has for the past 5 years.
And as far as this festival is concerned, it is very much a positive environment of just promoting the music, and it's an all-ages show. So, I mean, there's this atmosphere of inclusion, right?
Yeah. As far as the environment itself, you know, a lot of people, when they think heavy metal show, they think of stereotypes where everyone's just really mean, they're dark, they're bitter about everything. But that's further from the truth. One of the things that I'm always happy to say, just going into the metal community in Cincinnati, is as soon as you're there, everyone's just happy to be there. And if you're new to the scene, you're always welcome to talk to anyone at these shows, because a lot of people don't realize how big the rock and metal community is in Cincinnati, Ohio. And when you go to your first show, especially ones where everyone's just excited to be there, everyone's happy to be in that environment, it really just makes you want to go to more. So the greatest thing I would say about our scene here is as we're growing it and getting more people coming to our shows each and every year, we find that a lot of people who go to these come to shows regularly. So maybe one person decided to see my band Automaton, but they heard other bands in the scene and they're going to go off and see their shows as well. There's no competitiveness. Everybody's on the same team in Cincinnati, and we couldn't be happier with that.
Tell me a bit about Automaton. You call it a steampunk theme heavy metal band.
That is correct. I joined Automaton back in 2014 when they were looking for another guitarist. You know, I happily accepted the offer. Great guys to work with. The whole theme behind Automaton is we take our love for more traditional metal, such as like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and Ryan James Dio. And we really just try to see like, how can we take some of those influences and make it into something unique? One of the things we noticed is that steampunk doesn't really have heavy metal bands. It's a few and far between. I think there's a couple in Europe, but there's not too many over here in the States. And we decided to make an entire story that revolves around it to keep with that theme. So while we have the steampunk fashion that we've inherited from our influences with a lot of key people in the steampunk scene, we've taken that and then made our own world out of it to tell a story in that world. Our story being pretty much the battling of a tyrannical nation called Ionia. It's one that we've made up. They're more of an elite group of people. They think they're better than everyone else. You know, the people leading that nation, they're very much into themselves. One of the things that they've been doing is there's a conflict with a bordering nation we call Rekalar. And they're one of the more, you know, they're just more free, willing ruffians, if you will. But they've kind of gotten the short end of the stick. One of the things that the characters in our band has found out is they've been dumping their Ionian toxic waste into Rekalarian settlements. And our goal is to expose that corruption and make it public in efforts to stop it. And an all-out war ensues. And that's actually clear in our debut album that we released in 2015 called A Bold New Horizon. And we are actually going to be in the studio later this summer to continue that story.
Now, I know the steampunk ideology is very much grounded in sort of a Victorian England sort of mentality. Does that relate in terms of a purposeful choice to mirror your music toward a British aspect, meaning like Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and things like that? Because I'm getting very much of a Dickensian sort of aspect to it, where it's sort of like Tale of Two Cities gone really dark.
Yeah. Having the influences with the new wave of British heavy metal bands is definitely key to our style as a whole. But really, the steampunk environment, the reason we decided to go in there is because it allows us to be more creative. I always have loved playing rock and metal, and all of us in Automaton have looked for ways to make it more original, bring more of ourselves into it. But incorporating this steampunk theme really just allows for us to have somewhat of a blank canvas in terms of what can be done to incorporate steampunk fiction into heavy metal music.
Tell me a little bit about some of the other bands that will be at Powerfest this year.
Yeah, happy to. So as far as our local support, we have Split the Abyss. They're a local thrash metal band out of the area. Some of the hardest working people in the local metal scene here, I will definitely say. They're going to be providing opening support for the event, along with Lucius Abstentia. They're a band that actually recently got featured in City Beat. And honestly, we couldn't be happier to play the show with them. They're two of the hardest working bands in the local scene, and I'm confident, you know, we're going to definitely make this event successful. As far as the out-of-town acts, this year we have Kingslayer out of Louisville. They're more of a power metal band, just insanely shredding fast riffs and really high pitch vocals in the vein of classic Priest. Another band we have going in is Deathlehem. They're from Pittsburgh. Their style is like they grew up all playing Dungeons and Dragons, and they've incorporated that theme into their style of music. I've actually seen giant D20s, so 20-sided dice, being rolled in the middle of their sets. We've actually had them for the first Powerfest. We haven't played shows with them in a couple of years, so we're really happy to get them back into the scene. Finally, our friends from also from Louisville, Stagecoach Inferno, are going to be at the show as well. We've been playing Powerfest with them for the past four events, and just to be able to share the stage with them every single year is great. We kind of view them as our twin band because they do this Western themed to their music, but they adhere to some of the same styles that we do. Obviously, they're very unique in their own way, and having recently put out an album, it's really great to have them on Powerfest again playing the event with us. Finally, there is one more band that I forgot to mention is Others by No One. They're from Dayton, Ohio. They're a progressive metal band, so I guess in the vein of if you took like classic 70s Rush and Peter Gabriel era Genesis and just give a little dose of heavy metal, you're going to get that experience from them. They have written this three-song mini album that they're going to be playing in its entirety at the show, so they're very excited. It's their first time in Cincinnati, and we're really happy to have them on.
It sounds like a really nice broad spectrum of music, still within that genre, but pretty disparate influences.
Yeah, for sure. One thing that we really try to do with every year of Powerfest is we really like getting those bands that, you know, have that high energy feel. And we try to broaden it out. So with Powerfest, you're going to get a little thrash metal, you're going to get a little death metal, you're going to get a little power metal, and you're going to get a little progressive metal. So there's really something in there for everyone, no matter what their taste is in those heavier genres of music. It's also just really great to see everybody in those specific crowds, you know, just one show at the same time, because all of us are just talking, we're having a good time, we're enjoying all of the bands that have been working hard to make this show happen. So really, having the broadened varieties of bands that we bring every single year really helps to make the event very special.
Well, the fifth annual Cincy Powerfest is May 27th at Urban Artifact in Northside. My guest has been Kenneth Kneipp, guitarist for the local steampunk-themed heavy metal band Automaton. For links to more information about Cincy Powerfest and Urban Artifact, please visit us at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.